An invasive species. A determined hunter.
There's nothing to be scared of out here.
Dusty Crumb calls himself
Wild Man.
He preps his work truck, puts rubber to road to begin his hunt for Burmese python. He's ready. No shoes.
Ooh.
No gloves. No problem. He captures the snake.
Piece of cake.
Dusty hunts one of Florida's most invasive species.
If you're a Burmese python, you're gonna have to run and hide because I'm out here looking for you every day.
He's one of 25 hunters hired by the South Florida Water Management District to remove Burmese pythons from the Everglades. Dr. Steve Johnson with the University of Florida's Department of Wildlife, Ecology, and Conservation says the growing python population is causing the disappearance of many native species.
They are having some really bad ecosystem impacts in the Everglades, which is, you know, a globally important wetland. So they've become basically the top of the food chain. They're known to, you know, consume alligators. They've been implicated in the declines of a lot of the meso or medium-sized mammals.
The South Florida Water Management District launched the Python Elimination Program, taking aggressive action to remove and kill the invasive snakes. Sonny Griffin with the South Florida Water Management District has seen the success firsthand.
The impact is unbelievable. We've found them with all kinds of animals in them, raccoons, deer, hooves. I mean, birds, you name it. So it's got a huge, huge impact on the ecosystem.
The hunters captured 158 pythons during the two-month pilot program. That success convinced the district to continue the program for the rest of the year, leading to the removal of 802 pythons.
We're out here showing the world what we can do, and we're putting in the numbers. Putting in the time, we're trying to make a difference here in the ecosystem.
Dusty caught two of the largest snakes in the 2017 python elimination program. He says he's already set out to catch more pythons in 2018.
They're just going to be coming up out of here trying to bask in the sun.
The weather dictates Dusty's work schedule. He usually hunts in the dead of night.
Because in the warm summer months, we can catch them out, you know, on the hunt themselves.
But cold days to start a new year sends a snake seeking sun, forcing Dusty to hunt in broad daylight. Hunters get paid $8.10 an hour to look for pythons. On top of that, they get a $50 bonus for every python measuring at least 4 feet, and $25 for each foot after that.
I hope they keep catching them. Bring them on in. The more they catch, the better it's going to get.
Dusty is doing his part and cashing in.
Woo! Woo! That's a big one right there. It's like a 10-footer, huh?
He heads to the weigh station.
Male or female, guys?
Male.
Dusty was right. 10 and a half feet long, 32 pounds, worth $200.
Saving the Everglades one snake at a time.
In case you're wondering, hunters do kill their catch. They're shot in the head, which is considered essential for a humane kill. So far this year, hunters have captured 168 pythons. Alexa Lorenzo, WUFT News.